Young lady, you look at me when I'm talking to you. Your father and I are a little tired of your attitude lately. When we say lights out, that means sleep. Do you understand? Do you want your cars taken away? And your privileges? Young lady, listen to me.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, April Wine. So this is the 12th episode about their 12th album, Walking Through Fire. So this album was made to fulfill a contractual obligation to the record label. So even though April Wine had technically broken up and the album only features Miles Goodwin and Brian Greenway from the band, augmented by three Montreal-based session musicians, they made another record and called it April Wine and put it out. Produced by Lance Quinn. Features a terrible cover of a guitar and fire. So, Walking Through Fire, but it's a guitar and fire.
So the album opens with a song called Rock Myself to Sleep. We heard the beginning of the music video that was played on MTV for the song by April Wine at the beginning of the episode. So here we have April Wine releasing this song in 1985. The song was also released that year by Starship on their album Knee Deep in the Hoopla, the album that features We Built This City. The song was written by Kimberly Rue and Vince De La Cruz from Katrina and the Waves. Katrina and the Waves did not release their own version of the song until 1989 on their album Break of Hearts.
Thinking about you.
second song in the album is called Wanted Dead or Alive, an AOR ballad. It's okay. It's better than the Bon Jovi song of the same name. The third song on the album is called Beg for Your Love, written by Canadian songwriter Eddie Schwartz. He's the man who wrote Hit Me With Your Best Shot, made famous by Pat Benatar, but Eddie missed the mark on this song. It's not good. You know I want your love so bad, I don't know how to show it before I tear myself apart. Let me suggest that. The fourth song on the album is called Love Has Remembered Me, a super corny ballad and very 80s.
Love won't remember me, it's been so long, and that's what I told myself, but you proved me wrong. You opened up my eyes and helped me to see that love is who we're finding, those in need.
Side one ends with a song called Anejo, something like that. It's A-N-E-J-O. 5-minute song with some heavy guitar, but not good.
Listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the Record Over, Side 2 begins with a song written by Canadian songwriter Jim Vallance, most famous for his work with Bryan Adams. This song was originally released by his band, Prism. It's called Open Soul Surgery, and it's terrible. Second song on side 2 is called You Don't Have to Act That Way. It's a weird quiet loud kind of song, and it doesn't work. Third song on side 2 is a synth-heavy song with a crappy chorus called Hold On. This is not a good album, and it does sound like a record made by a zombie band brought back from the dead that didn't even want to make an album. fourth song on side two is called All It Will Ever Be. Another weird arrangement that doesn't really work. Alright, and the album Walking Through Fire ends with a song called Wait Anymore. Finally, a straightforward rock song. This one is actually really good with a great chorus. So, actually it was worth it. They were forced to make one last album, and we got one last good song, and it was the last song on the album, Wait Anymore. I like it a lot. And there you have it, we made it through the April Wine catalog, and my final verdict is April Wine were a decent band. They produced some great songs here and there, but a lot of their material was pretty uninspired and derivative. Their third album, Electric Jewels, was a really strong record where the band really flexed their muscles. The next album, Stand Back, had some really bad songs, but also a couple of the band's best songs. They had a few great songs in the late 70s, and they really hit their stride with album number 9, The Nature of the Beast, in 1981. That was a strong album. There were a few more great songs in the 80s, like Waiting on a Miracle, and then they called it a day, and then after they called it a day, they were forced to make one more album, which we just went through, and it actually had a good song all the way at the end called Wait Anymore. Alright, so that does it for Day by Day April Wine. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.